Here's Mark Shapiro. Mr. Shapiro, how are you?
I'm doing well. Am I being brought on to talk about the NFL officiating, on-air officiating?
No.
Well, you can have an opinion, Mark. I mean, you're always allowed. This is the great thing about this show.
I learned a long time ago, I don't have any opinions on things I don't do for a living. So I don't second guess anybody else.
No. Hey, hold on. You were supposed to be the president of the Cleveland Browns last year. I mean, you could have had an opinion.
I thought we're talking about the dirt infield.
We'll get to it. Patience. Did you used to do these kinds of things in Cleveland?
We did. Every team does it a little bit differently. So we had a tribe fest, like a two-day winter festival, where we had a bunch of different activities, and part of it was,
Q&A.
Q&A session with the media and the fans, and there was also kind of a. We signed honorary contracts and met as many fans as wanted to, wait in line and get those contracts. So, but it was all part of the same time of year and with the same purpose, which is, next week the trucks leave for Dunedin for spring training.
I know.
I think tonight, to me, we've kind of been gradually building, but tonight's that first, kickoff, towards spring training, and we barrel towards it. The next 2 weeks after this are just, we'll be down there, and you'll start hearing the crack of the bat, and we'll be able to talk about more than just off-season planning.
Any butterflies leading into tonight, or have you done this often enough?
No, I don't think I've got, it's interesting. Everything's new for me for the first time, which I kind of like, so nothing feels like a routine, like I've been through this 25 times, no big deal. I like that. I mean, I like the fact that I'm a little bit excited. I wouldn't say nervous. So it's, to me, it's one more thing I'm excited to do and looking forward to.
Now, you're as a company, I'm sure you've done some research and you've done some media polling, and I'm sure your PR group have looked at the whole landscape. What's your expectation of tonight?
I think a chance to connect with our most passionate fans, our strongest, most loyal fans, not just season ticket holders, but a lot of the season ticket holders that have been here the longest. Anytime you do that, you're going to have intense passion for the team, excitement for the season, along with, passion for other issues. So I would expect tonight we'll have, a large number of fans that care deeply about the Blue Jays. And are excited to both ask questions and to hear about the team.
All right. So you've been here a few months now, Shapiro. It's time to find out how Canadian you've become.
Is this going to be a multiple choice question, I hope?
No.
Okay.
No easy questions. You're the president and CEO. You don't get easy questions.
All right.
Dumb outfielders can get easy questions, but you're the president. So. You understand we don't have gallons. You understand that. Now, you go to the gas station, and the gas is like 92 cents. That's for a liter, and a liter is approximately a quarter of a gallon. Okay?
Okay.
You got that? All right.
I do. A liter is a quarter of a gallon.
Right. So now, they're going to dig this new infield. They're going to put a dirt infield in at the Rogers Center. They're going to dig down.
You're telling him that? He knows that.
Yes. They're going to dig down 12 inches. Approximately how many centimeters is 12 inches?
I'm going to have to Google that right now.
No, there's no cheating. So you have not assimilated into the Canadian culture.
I haven't in shifting from Fahrenheit to Celsius. Yeah,
you didn't even know what it was called.
No,
I'm trying to Google as I'm doing it. That's why.
Okay, here's question number two. Yesterday was the warmest day in February in the history of Toronto. And since they started taking temperatures, no day this warm in the history of February.
13 degrees, right?
Sorry, say again?
Was it 13 degrees, right?
16.
16, okay.
16 degrees Celsius. How much is that in Fahrenheit? Approximately.
50...
Get those keystrokes
51?
Going.
Nah. 61.
61, okay.
It's an easy one to remember because you just invert the numbers.
Yeah, but that's 16 the only
becomes
one.
61.
That's the only one.
That's why I asked him, because it's an easy question.
Can we please talk about something that can make me look a little better?
Okay,
I've been made to look bad enough.
Tell us about the infield then. Tell us what.
The infield, I mean, to me, we're spending a lot of energy, time, and money examining whether or not we can have grass, which is still up for discussion once we get the Guelph study back. But the dirt infield was something where I walked in and just asked the question, is it is that possible? And the answer was, yes, we can do it. It's just going to cost some money. And we found the we were afforded the capability, you know, by Rogers to spend the capital on it. It was, to me, is a no-brainer. It's something that benefits our infielders. They're going to be standing on dirt, playing on a more true surface to what they play on during the year. And I think it benefits the fans, too. It's one more step closer to the playing surfaces that they see in the other facilities. We were the only facility left playing with cutouts around the bases. And so this is a step closer, and it's a no-brainer. It's something I'm excited about. Tom Farrell, you know, our groundskeeper, head groundskeeper, has done an unbelievable job at kind of researching what have been the challenges and what's worked well in Tampa, along with where the best infields are in the big leagues. And I think we'll, by going down 12 inches, which is how many centimeters, Buff?
30.48 centimeters.
30.4, of course. Yeah, I knew that. I was actually just checking.
I know. Yep.
30.4 centimeters, that, and creating a subsurface that's a lot like any major league field with gravel and sand. It'll be a true playing surface, and one that will be maintained meticulously like everything else he does here.
So there will be no grass in the infield at all?
No, we're not. I mean, again, we're still researching whether or not that's capable to do that in the future. But at this year, it's just a dirt infield.
Okay.
So I saw a simulation of what it's going to look like, and there was something that kind of that jumped out at me, and I'm wondering if it's just a simulation or whether you're actually doing this. So, you know, the semicircle area, we all know around the bases from first to third. That's normal standard. The other place where you would have dirt normally is along the baselines, first baseline, third baseline,
right,
to the bases. Will you have dirt there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because they didn't have it in the simulation.
Would be news to me. The last I saw, you know, we are having that. So, again, that might have changed as we're going from concept to design. But, no, I believe we are doing that.
Okay. Oh, no, I think that was just – I think it was just some television network was trying to make – show people what it was going to look like.
Okay.
And they didn't do the baselines, and that's why I asked.
And so how long will this take you from the first time you crack the concrete?
So we'll crack the concrete next week, and I would imagine that we'll be in good shape to go within a month of cracking the concrete.
That doesn't take too long, really.
It's not an enormous amount of surface, and the process is one where, I mean, I think learning to care for it, making sure it, you know, understanding what happens as you water it, how quickly the water evaporates, roof closed, roof open, they'll be learning as we go this year. But again, I think you've got, you know, and Tom, you've got, you know, one of the people who could, no one could care more or work harder than he and his staff. So we're in a good spot right there.
Sand, gravel, clay, and the most important ingredient, John?
Oregano.
Make sure you don't forget.
We've got the garden set up for you.
Well, about that, did you?
I heard a rumor.
Yeah, we want to, John and I want to plant tomatoes.
We want to do the Earl Weaver style tomato plants.
Yeah, you're talking to a Baltimore guy, so it's actually Pat Santarone and Earl Weaver that did the trainer at that time.
Okay.
They had a tomato right down the third baseline. They had a tomato garden, and I saw it when I was a kid.
We want to try and grow tomatoes indoors. Will you let us?
I think they have to be hydroponic, so you can grow them in a room anywhere upside down with grow lights.
Who cares? If they're red, and we can eat them at the end, you know, in the middle of the summer, we're happy.
All right, we can find a way to get that done.
But, okay, we'll share too.
I'm expanding my areas of expertise.
Attaboy.
By the day.
Oh,
by
yeah.
The day.
Well,
we just figure it'll help the University of Guelph people.
It will help them. Yes, we're open. We're an open door for help.
Maybe we ought to, you know, instead of growing tomatoes, maybe we ought to grow grass. See if we can do that.
Well,
that'd be more helpful to Mark.
It's tough to eat grass, you know. So I'd rather do the Earl Weaver style.
It's safe for me to withdraw from this conversation.
No, real quick.
Conversation is deteriorating quickly.
Oh, no, it started badly.
It was started bad. It hasn't gotten any better.
I started badly, and I've only gotten worse.
So, Donaldson, can you please explain to everybody why you're going to arbitration? Now, is the arbitration hearing next week?
Well, we're not definitively going. I think what is important to explain is we've got active conversations going on with his agent, our desires to negotiate a settlement with him, whether that be, you know, preferably a multiple-year settlement. So we're continuing to talk to him, and, you know, he's going to be treated extremely well. And obviously there's not a huge spread I think what it's hard for fans to understand is that the Blue Jays historically have always been a very strict file and trial organization. That expression means that, you know, the numbers that you file at are definitively with the intent. Both sides know that if we don't settle prior, we are going, you know, once those figures are public, we're going to a hearing. Unless we can arrange a multi-year deal, much like, you know, the Jays did with Jose Bautista years ago, right at the steps of the trial. So we're still trying to work out a settlement, preferably a multiple-year one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's going to get, you know, paid very well next year and beyond, as he should. And I think, you know, Ross framed it well. Listen, we want guys to earn a whole lot of money. We want to pay guys really, really, really well. Because that means they're good players, great players. And, you know, we want to see that happen for not just Josh, but for, all, you know, a whole lot of guys on this team. You know, that means that we've got great players that deserve to be compensated at that level.
A couple of issues that came up the last when you were in studio a few weeks ago. You were on your way to visit with Jose Bautista for the first time. I assume you did that. How did it go?
Great. I mean, he's we've always, you know, I think we came in here both knowing that we wanted to keep Jose here and sign him. The chance to meet with him and talk to him. I don't know if you could have a player who cares more or works harder or is more pays more attention to detail about, you know, his body, his talent. You talk about a guy looking to maximize his potential, and he is doing everything humanly possible to maximize, you know, his talent on the field. And, you know, listen, whether you're a fan or whether you're someone in the front office, that makes you feel pretty good and pretty confident that the guy's going to do it. So enjoy the meeting. That dialogue will continue largely. We're not going to comment as we go, but that'll take place largely during spring training because we had to get the arbitration cases done first. But, you know, again, I enjoy having the chance just to talk with him, to talk baseball, to talk about the team and to get to know him better.
So you discussed with him your desire to keep him here long term?
Yeah, but that was the nature of the night was more just getting to know him.
Okay.
And but we that topic was discussed.
When you were here with Bob before, there were the discussion about another catcher was brought up. Any more on that? Do you expect, or are you happy with the guys within the system that can be that second catcher, other than the two that you got?
Well, we've signed minor league free agents that we feel, you know, even some that have major league experience that we feel give us depth. But as I told Bob that day, and I think, you know, anytime you have someone like Russell Martin, there's going to be drop off no matter who you get. Last year was a situation where you had two starting catchers, and you know, the decision by, you know, Navarro to go someplace else was based around the fact that he wanted to have a chance to play either in front of someone as a starting catcher or in a situation where he wasn't behind one of the best catchers in Major League Baseball. So that's going to always be a challenge for us. And there's always, if we had an injury, it's always going to be a drop-off. The only way to overcome that is to get a prospect catcher in AAA. And so that's something that you know, is obviously you can't just trade, you know, quickly for those guys. Jimenez is a guy that has had prospect status in the past year. I think health has been his issue.
Mm-hmm. I've only got a few seconds, but real quickly, any update on Dunedin? We talked about that when you were here, too.
No update. I mean, that's going to be, you know, with me physically being down there, that's going to be something that
right.
we talk about and deal with. And, you know, we can catch up while I'm down there, and I can give you an update as to where it stands. But the next steps are really to present them with kind of our program that says, hey, here's what we think we'd need in a renovated facility down to every square foot and every room and in each area of the organization.
We thank you as always for joining us.
Roma or beefsteak, though? Roma tomatoes or beefsteak tomatoes?
Oh, man. I think we have to go Roma.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But we'll see. We'll spend some time researching that one.
Wrong.
Whatever goes best on a pizza is good for me. That's what I'm for.
Thank you, Mr. Shapiro.
All right, guys.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.